are there. We'll pick them up and keep her going here. Good morning, Joyce. KC7, LRS, known as Joe's better half. So good morning to you all out in Arizona.
Good morning to you there, Alan. You are doing a great job. Enjoying having you as that fella here today. Control. It's a beautiful day here. It got down kind of cool and nippy at night. It's supposed to be, 80 again today. And then the weather is going to take a downturn Wednesday. Hopefully we'll get some rain and it'll only be high in the mid-50s. And I'm hoping the weather will be nice for the following weekend, and I plan to go to the Arabian Horse Show there in Scottsdale, and I'd love to have it be nice like it is now. And the plum trees are blooming. They're all white all around the valley, so spring is definitely in the air. It's good to hear John there, Little Red Wagon. Glad you're getting better. Was meaning to call you and see how you're doing. But you're sounding a lot better there, John. And let me see what else. Good to hear Ellie and all the Colorado people. We're having our Colorado friend drop by for a visit this afternoon. They live full-time now in Nuclea. And they have a total solar home up there on the hill. It's just really a fantastic place. And so it'll be nice to see them. They were wintering in Tucson, but they just sold their home. So, I'll turn it over to my hubby here. The Energizer Bunny is coming back. And I think he did another 2-mile walk this morning, so something else. He never ceases to amaze me. Anyway, back over to Joe. This is KC7LRS. Hey, thank you there, Sunshine, KC7GHD. And good to hear you, Alan. They're doing a great job with the net. And Ellie and everybody, Little Red Wagon, everybody, Joyce made me promise only to do 2 miles on the flat. So, I just did 2 miles, and I worked quite a bit yesterday, installing the control module on the dash of the motorhome for the tow brake system, and I had to drill a hole in the dash and get it installed, and had to take the pins out of the connector so that I could not cut a hole big enough for the connector in the dash, and mounted it there on the dash, and kind of making a little progress each day on that tow brake system. All the wiring underneath the motorhome and inside under the dash of the Jeep and the firewall and all of that will have to wait till a little later. And everything. Joyce says she's watching me like a hawk. But she was sleeping while I was walking this morning. So that's good. Oh, yeah, and our Colorado friends live in Nuclea, Colorado. And they have a total solar house. And what that means is no water, no electricity, no sewer, no nothing. It's setting up on a high mesa there, totally isolated from the rest of the world. So they're total solar. They have electric toilet and everything. And so it's pretty neat. They have rainwater for drinking water. They have a huge, separate building with big water tanks, black water tanks, and they're maybe 30 feet in diameter and 10 feet high. Several of those catch rainwater off the roof, and that supplies everything. So, it's electrically operated, a big battery system charged by solar. So there you go. It's totally off the grid, everything. So, it's electric toilet stuff like that. No sewer or anything. So, back to you there, Alan, KC7GHD.
Okay, very good. Yeah.